Westlock, its upcoming inaugural awards gala, financials and how businesses have adapted over the pandemic were some of the highlights of the Westlock and District Chamber of Commerce's 2020-2021 AGM. Around 15 chamber members gathered at the Legion for the AGM, that was originally slated to take place in April but was delayed to November 23 due to COVID-19. The awards gala, initially scheduled for April 2020, was confirmed for April 23, 2022 as they have a venue, band and caterer already booked. "Let's hope we can pick up where we left off," said Chamber Vice President Paul Olson, who notes they received over 100 submissions for the 9 awards to be presented. During Olson's presentation, he went over some events the Chamber participated in over the past year, including several that they hosted. Olson noted the recent light-up parade that ran November 19 and applauded the town's efforts. The AGM also heard from Chamber President Graham Harrington, who discussed the changes made by the organization and businesses adapted throughout the pandemic. Some businesses moved to online platforms, while others turned to take-out-only models, something Harrington says has been hard on everybody. "It's crazy to fathom just how these last 18 months have gone, and I'm going to look back at this time in my career and know that we will never see another time like it," said Harrington. Even the Chamber had to adapt its monthly meetings, switching from in-person attendance to utilizing streaming platforms such as Zoom and Teams. "Everyone faced challenges through this time with staffing, economic challenges, not knowing if your business is going to shut down in a week. It's been an unbelievably challenging time. Keeping businesses open was a feat in of itself, never mind thriving as lots did." Harrington also highlighted some of the presentations held for chamber members over the past year, including speeches about social media management, COVID-19 relief, taxes, and even one from Fire Chief Stuart Koflick, who shared fire safety tips for business owners, something Harrington says was a timely subject following several business fires over the past year. "It was pretty pertinent, especially after several commercial areas went up in flames," said Harrington. Spencer Kemp Boulay, Town and Country Today.com.